Dr. Pinsky with a mail. I am in Kwame, K-W-A-M-E, Roland, R-O-L-A-N-D. Kwame Roland is a 27-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 1-2-22, period. He did not describe a mechanism or injury, but states he heard a loud pop in the groin area. Period. He immediately felt pain in the groin, hip, and stomach area. Period. He went to patient first for evaluation, believing he injured his hip. Period. He had further evaluation and treatment, including hip surgery on 5-8-22. Make that 5-9-22 in an arthroscopic fashion. Period. He completed his course of active treatment in September of 2022. Period. He admits that in high school, he was diagnosed with a slight abdominal hernia, for which he did not undergo any tests or treatment. Period. New paragraph. As per the amended claim petition, Mr. Roland alleged that he was lifting a box in the back of the delivery vehicle and sustained injuries to his hip, back, groin, and leg. Period. New paragraph. Treatment record shows he was seen at patient first on 1-10-22, period. He complained of having a lump in his groin for one day, but he was lifting something heavy at work and felt a sharp pain in the groin area associated with immediate pain, period. He was examined and underwent abdominal x-rays, period. He was diagnosed with strained abdomen muscle, for which he was referred for surgical consultation. Period. He signed a patient service agreement from ProGate, P-R-O, capital G-A-I-T, period. He underwent ultrasound of the perineum on 1-14-21, period. Insert those results here, period. He was seen by surgeon Dr. Sasso, S-A-S-S-O, on 5-25-21, period. His diagnosis was left groin pain, period. He did not note a distinct hernia, period. There was no tenderness or distension of the abdomen, period. He was diagnosed with left groin pain and referred for a CAT scan, period. He returned on 7-6-21, having undergone the CAT scan, period. It did not identify any hernias. Period. He was to follow up with Dr. Sasso on an as-needed basis. Period. New paragraph on 8-5-21. He was seen orthopedically by Dr. Evering, E-V-E-R-I-N-G. Period. He diagnosed left hip pain and strain of the left hip adductor muscle. Period. He referred the petitioner for physical therapy and wanted imaging of the left hip completed, period. X-rays of the hip and pelvis were done in the office, period. They showed no evidence of fracture, period. There was normal alignment, period. There was no significant degenerative change noted, period. He returned to Dr. Evering on 9-16-21 and was not getting any better. Period. He was referred for MRI of the hip and left thigh. for presumed diagnosis of strain of the left hip adductor muscle and hamstring tendonitis of the left thigh. Period. He did have an MRI of the left thigh and femur on 9/24/21. But it showed no significant internal derangement along the left thigh. Period. He returned to Dr. Evering, having had this study on 9/30/21. Period explained the MRI confirming no significant tearing of the muscles in the thigh is a good sign for him moving forward. Period, the plan was to continue with physical therapy for now, as well as remain on modified activities. Period. On 11/11/21, Dr. Evering wrote that the MRI was relatively benign. Period, however, he was suspicious that Mr. Rowland may have actually suffered an injury that led to athletic pubalgia, P-U-B-A-L-G-I-A, rather than just a muscle pull. Period. We know that his joint spaces show no evidence of injury. Period. For now, they would continue physical therapy. Period. He wrote an MRI of the pelvis would be better suited to fully evaluate for athletic pubalgia as well. Period. It would seemingly indicate a more significant injury and a much longer recovery if present. Period. On 12/23/21, Dr. Evering diagnosed a sports hernia for which he ordered an MRI of the pelvis. Period. He thought they might be dealing with two significant issues. Period. Namely, comma, sports hernia, which could take up to a year to heal properly, semicolon, as well as possible intra-articular pathology of the hip, period. A CT arthrogram of the left hip was done on 2/21/22 to be inserted, period. He remained symptomatic and underwent CAT scan of the left hip on 4/25/22 to be inserted. Period on 5/9/22, Dr. Evering did perform surgery to be inserted here. Period. He participated in physical therapy on the dates described. Period. He was seen orthopedically by Dr. Collier, C-O-L-L-I-E-R, on 12/22/21. Period. He thought Mr. Rowland sustained an acute injury to his left groin with a strain of his adductors. Period. He had not recovered fully, and he still needs further treatment. Period. He saw Dr. Collier again on 2/7/22. Scratch that. Dr. Collier provided a supplemental report on 2/7/22, period. His diagnosis remained unchanged, period. He explained subtle labral tears can only be seen with an MR arthrogram, period. He did undergo this study on 2/21/22 to be inserted, period. On 3/7/22, Dr. Collier wrote he had not reached maximum medical improvement for his left hip, period. He then underwent the aforementioned surgery, period. Physical exam, abdomen normal, groin normal, extremities lower, inspection revealed pes planus deformities bilaterally, period. There was healed portal scarring about the lateral left hip consistent with his arthroscopic surgery, period. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions, appeared left quadriceps strength. My manual muscle testing was full at 5/5, but elicited tenderness. Paired manual muscle testing was otherwise full without discomfort. Paired the rest of that is normal. Hip, pelvis, he had a positive Faber's maneuver on the left, which was negative on the right. Paired Trendelenburg maneuver was negative bilaterally. Paired the rest of that is normal. Thoracic, normal. Lumbar, he was able to walk fluidly on his heels and toes, but complained of left hip pain while doing so. Paired similarly, he changed positions fluidly and complained of hip pain. Paired, he jumped up onto the exam table to lay supine without any difficulty or outward signs of discomfort. Paired, there was tenderness palpation about the left greater trochanter, but there was none on the right. The rest of that is normal. Impressions. Kwame Rowland alleges he was injured at work on 1/2/21 while lifting a box in the back of his truck. Period. He sought treatment at patient first on 1/10/21. Period. He had an ultrasound of the perineum on 1/14/21 to be inserted here. Period. He was then seen surgically by Dr. Sasso, who treated him conservatively for strain with improvement. Period. New paragraph. However, he returned for additional treatment and was seen by Dr. Evering beginning 8/4/21. Period. Additional diagnostic testing was done, culminating in surgery to be inserted here. But he also had physical therapy on the dates described. Period. Prior to surgery, he had additional diagnostic studies. Period. As of 5/27/22, Dr. Evering released him to return to work in a full-duty capacity. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found physiologic gait with no limp. Period, he had full range of motion of the left hip. Period, Faber's maneuver elicited tenderness, but other provocative maneuvers were negative. Period, he jumped up on the exam table fluidly and also changed positions fluidly. Period, abdominal and groin exam found no evidence of a hernia. Period. New paragraph, there is 5% permanent partial total disability referable to the left hip. Period, there is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the back, comma, leg, comma, or groin. Period. He has been able to return to work as a bus driver, comma, a position whose requirements were similar to those he had with the insured. Period. End.